We're on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph at the top. Gufa. Omer Rav Chisda. Molder Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Begonev Chelbo Shul Chavero, V'Ochlo Shul Chayiv. Rav Chisda said that Rav Nechunya ben Akana, even though he says that Kimle Bid Rabbim, and it applies even by Kores, so a person who eats Chelev is Chayiv Kores, but a person who steals Chelev from somebody, and then eats it, he's Chayiv to pay. Because kimle b'drabne is only when the two things come together. But if the chiyuv mamon came before the chiyuv misa, chiyuv kares, then you're chayiv to pay. It's not kimle b'drabne. And here, when you stole the chaylev, you were chayiv to pay for it. And only chayiv kares afterwards when you ate it. So that's not, that doesn't pati you from paying. Where it says, lema pliga d'rab ovin, maybe this Halach of Rav Chisda argues on what Rav Ovin said. The Amr Rav Ovin has zorek chetz mitchilas arba l'sof arba, the korah shirayin b'halicha, so potter. Person shot an arrow on Shabbos, arba amos in Rishus HaRabim. So the akira was here, 4 amos later was the hanocha, and in between he tore somebody's clothing with the arrow. Went through somebody's sheet on the hanging on the line. So lechora, what's it called? You were chayiv for the mamon before the chiyuv Shabbos, because the chiyuv Shabbos didn't come until the hanocha, and the chiyuv mamon came before that. So lechora, according to Rav Chisda, you should be chayiv to pay, and the what's it called potter. But Rav Ovin says you potter shakir etzorech hanochahu. Because the Akira and Hanocha are considered one Maisa. So therefore, even though the Shirayim were torn before the Hanocha, but the Chiyuv Shabbos started from the Akira. It's all considered one Maisa. And therefore, the Chiyuv Mamon and the Chiyuv Shabbos are considered coming at the same time. Because it's in the middle of this Maisa of Chiyuv Shabbos that you tore the clothing. Hachanami, so according to Rav Ovin, you should say the same thing in Rav Chisda's case. Hagbot zorech achila. That when did the chiyuv achila start? When you picked it up. When you picked it up, that was the beginning of the maisa achila. And therefore, since the chiyuv mamon came in between the maisa of the misa, you should be potter. And Rav Chisda says you're chayiv. So you see that Rav Ovin argues on Rav Chisda. So Morris says no. Hachi hashta. There's no comparison. Hashem yefshar lahanocha b'lo akira. Over there, the maisa chiyuv Shabbos needs an akira and hanocha. They go together. You can't separate them. So therefore, the maisa of chiyuv Shabbos is akira and hanocha, and anything in between is part of that maisa. Hacha efshar lachila b'lo hagbo. Over here, picking up chaylev is not part of the eating. You could eat it without picking it up, right? The boy gochin va'ochel. You could get down on the ground and not pick it up at all and swallow it, right? So lamaisa, there's no reason why you have to pick it up. Or those that somebody else could put it in your mouth. It's not an integral part of the maisa of eating is not picking it up, but an integral part of the maisa of chiyuv skila on Shabbos is akira and hanocha together. They create the issur. Inami, another difference between these two cases, the case of Akira and Hanocha with the chetz, where you shoot the arrow, and the case of Rav Ovin, where you picked up the chaylev and later ate it, right? Hasam iboy lahadure lo atzim atzim atzim. By the arrow, once you shot it, that's it, you can't get it back. So therefore, the maisa is considered one maisa with the Akira and the Hanocha. Because once you let it out of your hands, it's finished. But over here, you could, if you know you picked up the chaylev, you could stop and not eat it. So they can't say these two mice and the picking up and the eating go together. What's the difference between the two differences, the two answers to be mechalik between Rav Chisda's case and Rav Ovin's case? It can be nayo hamaver sakin bushus arabim the korashirain bahalichoso lahach lishna da amras yefshel lahanocha blo akira hachinami yefshel lahanocha blo akira lahach lishna da amras lamotzi mahader la hachamotzi mahader la. It's the difference between the two cases. If the reason of Rav Chisda's p'tur is because Akira and Hanocha are both integral to the Chiyuv Shabbos, so they're considered one Maisa, but picking up is not integral to eating, that's the difference, right? So then it applies to the following case too. You picked up a knife in Rosh Hashanah, you didn't throw it, shoot an arrow. You picked up a knife, carried it four amos and put it down. And in the middle, while you were carrying it, you tore somebody's clothing with the knife. So the same p'tur be. Since Akira and Hanoch are considered part of the Maisa, all one Maisa Shabbos, and in the middle of that Maisa, you tore somebody's clothing, it's Kimle b'Derab Minim. And Rav Chisda would hold what's it called, and even Rav Oven would hold what's it called, in that case, your potter. And Masha'en came the case of the Chalev, picking up the Chalev and eating it are two separate things. But if you hold the reason is because once you shoot the arrow, you can't take it back. That's why it's considered one Maisa. So over here where you're carrying the knife, you could stop at any point. So then it wouldn't be considered one Maisa. Right? So it would be more like the case of the Chalev. Right? So if the reason why Akira and Hanoch are one Maisa, right, because they constitute the Isser Shabbos, then the same thing would apply if you carry a knife. If the reason is because once you shoot the arrow, you can't get it back, carrying a knife would be not the same as shooting the arrow, would be well, the same as eating the chalef. Okay, shirash. The korah shirayim, b'shar shebola. While you were swallowing the chalef, what's it called, tore the shirayim. Well, that's from before. Okay, shakira tzorech hanochahi, hiltach, afagav the chiyuv mamam, mikmei hanocha. Even though the Chiyuv Mamon came before the Chiyuv Shabbos, because the Chiyuv Shabbos isn't completed till you put it down, and you already were Chayuv Mamon before you put it down, right? Asya le Potter, still your Potter. Hol bein Akira v'Hanocha Asya le. Since the Maisa of Chiyuv Mamon came sandwiched between the Akira and the Hanocha, and the Akira Hanocha is considered one Maisa, so it's considered like the Maisa Shabbos and the Maisa Mamon came together. Asya le Misa v'Tashlum boin Keechod. Shakira tzorech hanochahi. Mahi shaita aschalol ha-malacha. The malacha starts when you pick it up and it ends when you put it down. So it's all considered one maisa. So if any time during that maisa, kira hanochi, you did a chiyuv mamon, it's considered they came at the same time. Diboy gochin, lamata migimul tfachin v'achel. Right? You don't have to, what's it called, pick up the chalev to be kona it, to steal it, to what's it called, to be chayev, to eat it. You could bend down less than three tfachim, not pick it up, and then you wouldn't be chayev on geneva because you didn't steal it. You didn't pick it up, you didn't steal it. So you weren't chayev to pay for it. Right? When is the chiyuv to pay for it? When you swallow it. And that's exactly when the chiyuv koris comes. So Rashi is mashma that in order to make hagbah, right, to be chayev, make a kinyan hagbah, you have to pick it up three tfachim. And if it's less than three tfachim, it's not called hagbah. Tosa says that's not true. Tosa says the Maisa, since you're holding it in your hand or in your mouth, you don't have to have three tvachim. That in itself is the kinyan. It's putting it in your hand, putting it in your mouth. So Tosa says that the idea is the boy gochin would mean that you didn't have to, what's it called, somebody could have put it in your mouth completely, that you never, it never became yours until you swallowed it. It's possible that the chiyuv of the eating and the kinyan gneva came at the exact same time. Okay. But it had nothing to do with the fact that you didn't pick it up three tvachim, because if you have something in your hand, or you have it in your mouth, or it's in your, well, your kalim, or whatever, you don't need to pick it up. That in itself is the kinyan. Okay. Lomotzi ladura, the Gemara says a second reason why the arrow is different than the eating of the chalev. Because once you shoot the arrow, the mice is finished. You can't take it back. It's all considered one mice because the mice ended when you shot the arrow. You can't retract it, so everything is considered done at that point. What's an afkamina between the two reasons? If you carry a knife, Akira, to Hanocha, and you cut something in between. If the reason is because you can't take it back, you could take it back. If the reason is because Akira and Anocha are considered one Maisa, Chiyuv Shabbos, and the Maisa starts with the Akira, ends with the Anocha, and anything that happens in between is happening at the same time as the Chiyuv Shabbos, then it applies to that too. Hilkach lo amrina mishas hagboa aschalo lo achila. Right? By the hagboa and the achila, you could take it back. So therefore it's not considered one Maisa. Hamavr sakin biyodo balicha, you carry a knife arba amos. So if it's because the Akira and Hanoch are one thing, here's one thing too. But if it's because you can't retract it, when you're carrying it, you could stop anytime you wanted to. Okay, let's go on. Kufa. Omrev Ovin. Hazore chetz mitchilas arba lesof arba. The Korah Shirayim by Liuchaso Potter. Shakira tzorech Hanochahi. Right, now you're going back to Rav Ovin's case. Person shot an arrow, right, for Amos and Rishus Harabim, and he damage somebody's property in between. So the halacha is he's potter, because either because Akira Tzorech Hanocha, meaning that it's all one Maisa, the whole Maisa from the Akira Tanocha is considered the Maisa of Shabbos. Anything that happens in the middle of that Maisa is considered happening at the exact same time as the Chiyuv Shabbos. Or like the Gemara said, either because once you shoot the arrow you can't take it back. Okay. Mosiv Rabbeinu Barabaya. Hagonev kis b'Shabbos chayiv. Right? If a person steals somebody's wallet on Shabbos, he's chayiv to pay. Even though when he stole it, we'll see once again how he stole it, and how he's also going to be chayiv for Shabbos, because he, as stealing it, he carried it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. He stole the guy's wallet from Rishus HaYochid and took it to Rishus HaRabim. So he's chayiv misa for Shabbos, right, Chayv Koreis, because there's no Edim or whatever, it's Chayv Koreis. And what's it called? And he's also Chayv for Mammon, he's a Ganav. So he's here, what's it called? He's Chayv. Why? Shekvar Nischayv, the Geneva, Kol Nishaboli, the Yisr Skila. Because the Geneva you were over before you got the Yisr Skila, Morris says. Well, and we'll see one second how it works out. Hoye Megar of Yotze, so he didn't pick it up. So the Pashut case is, you picked up a wallet in Rishus HaYochid. Once you picked it up, you stole it. And you chayiv to pay. Then you took and carried it out into Rishus HaRabim. Now you chayiv Skila. So then the Chiyuv Geneva came before the Chiyuv of Skila, and therefore the Chiyuv Skila doesn't potter you from paying for the Geneva. There's no Kim Leib of the Rabbine. But, Hoye Megar of Yotze, you didn't pick it up in Rishus HaYochid. You dragged it on the ground. Right? Into Rishus HaRabim. Potter. Shari Isser Shabbos. Ugeneva boin ke'echad. Then, you never picked it up in Rishus HaYochid, right? You dragged it on the ground. So you weren't chayiv on the Geneva until you brought it into Rishus HaRabim and picked it up over there again. So now the Chiyuv Geneva and the Chiyuv Skila come together. And now you're potter. Versus Vamai. Hochinami lema hagbo tzorech otzohi. Why do we say that the Chiyuv Geneva came before the Chiyuv Skila? Why don't we say Hagbot Zorech Chotzah, that you need an Akira and Hanocha? When you picked it up in Rishus HaYochid, that was the beginning of the Maisa of the Chiyuv Shabbos. It also was the Maisa of Mammon. So they're coming together, so you should be potter. Even though the actual Chiyuv Shabbos didn't finish till you put it down in Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim, but it started when you picked it up in Rishus HaYochid. So it's all considered one Maisa, just like Rav Ovin's case, where you shot the arrow. Zmora says, Hochamayaskina, and this goes according to the Svara, that Agbo and Akira one Maisa, not the one that you can't retract it, because you can't retract it, doesn't apply over here. According to the Svara in Revolving, that it's all one Maisa, here it applies to, it's all one Maisa. Zmora says, no, Hochamayaskina don't cheat, biu amanasla hatsneel. When you picked it up originally, you didn't intend to take it out to Rishus HaRabim. So therefore the Chiyuv Shabbos didn't start then. And the Chiyuv Geneva did. Once you picked it up, even to hide it, not to take it out to Rishus HaRabim, you chayiv Geneva. Picking it up with the intention of stealing it is your kona kinyan Geneva. You're a ganav. So therefore the Chiyuv Geneva came, and he didn't start the Chiyuv Shabbos yet, because you didn't intend to take it out to Rishus HaRabim. So Mora says, v'nimlech alava, and then you decided to take it into Rishus HaRabim. So you can't say that the Maisa of picking it up was the beginning of the Chiyuv Shabbos, because when you picked it up, you didn't have Kavanah to take it out to Rishus HaRabim. You only changed your mind later. So therefore, the picking it up is Gneva. It's not the beginning of the Chiyuv Shabbos, and therefore the Chiyuv Shabbos comes later. So Mora says, V'chi ha'gav ne'michayiv, you wouldn't be chayiv al Shabbos altogether in that kind of case. V'omer av Simon, omer Rabbi Ami, omer Rabbi Yochanan, ha'mefane chafetzim mizavis l'zavis. A person is moving things from one corner of his house to the other. He's rearranging his house. So when he picked it up, he didn't have in mind to bring it out of the house. He had mind to bring it to another corner in the house. When he picked it up, his akira was with the intention of moving it within the house. And then you decide, you know what? I don't want this thing altogether. I'm taking it out to the garbage. While you had it in your hand, you changed your mind and you took it outside. You're not chayev al tzisur Shabbos. Because when you made the akira, you didn't have in mind that you're going to take it outside. You had in mind you're going to only move it in the house. So the akira is not an akira of chiyuv. So the hoisa akira misharishona lekach, right? Because the akira that you picked up to begin with wasn't, so you wouldn't be chayiv bechlal on Shabbos. It's mashma you are chayiv on Shabbos, except the chiyuv Shabbos comes after the chiyuv of Geneva. But in this case, there wouldn't be any chiyuv Shabbos altogether. So there wouldn't be surely no kim lebe the rab mine, but not for the same reason. So that can't be the case. See Rashi. Hagonev kis b'Shabbos, higbio b'shus habaylim. You picked it up in reshus hayochid, in the reshus of the person who owned the wallet. Votzio, and then you took it out to reshus harabim. You stole the guy's wallet, took it from his house into reshus harabim. So chay b'tashlumim afal pishanerak. Even though you're going to be killed for chiyuv Shabbos, right? You're going to have to pay for the wallet too. Shikvar nischayev b'gneiva l'shalim the hagbah kona b'chol makom. Hagbah is kona wherever you do it, even in reshus hayochid, even in reshus habaylin. The kamala b'reshusay af l'shayev b'onsim, and you made a kinyan gneiva when you picked it up, and you're chayev now to pay. So the chiyuv to pay came when you picked it up in reshus hayochid. The chiyuv of Shabbos didn't come until you took it out into reshus harab and put it down. So the chiyuv mamon came before the chiyuv Shabbos. Aye, but according to Rabavin, lechora akira tzorach hanocha. When you picked it up in reshus hayochid, the maisa isra of Shabbos began, and therefore it should be considered like it happened at the same time. So you see that this doesn't go like Rabavin. Hoy megarvi yotzei. But in the case where you never picked it up in reshus hayochid, you dragged it on the ground, so you never made a kinyan geneva, right, in reshus hayochid. When were you koned? When you took it out of the reshus of the bailim and you brought it to reshus harabim, then you're koned. So what's it called? So the kinyan and the chiyuv Shabbos came exactly at the same time. Then you're potter. She is your Shabbos. Then you don't have to pay because kim lebe the rab mine. V'amai, Simora says, but why is this? According to Rav Avin, this shouldn't be the case. Ki yigbio reshus habailim v'kuno amechayim. When you picked it up in the reshus hayochid, and you at that moment were chayiv in the gneiva, but you also started the Yisr Shabbos according to Rav Avin and akira tzorach hanocha, right? Neima mishas hagbo ascho lehotzo, and you should be potter just like Rav Avin's case. Kahai gavne michayiv mishum Shabbos. And Mara says no, it's talking when you picked it up, you didn't have intention to take it out, so the akira is not tzorach hanocha. There were like two stages to the akira. When you picked it up just to take it and to hide it somewhere else in the house. And then you decide that you're going to take it out to a reshus harabim. So the picking up lamantha for the sake of the geneva had nothing to do with the picking up l'gabi Shabbos. Two separate things. That's why you're what's it called chayiv. So where it says in that kind of case, you wouldn't be chayiv for Shabbos at all. And it says that you are chayiv for Shabbos, but the chiyuv Shabbos comes after the chiyuv of mamon. Here there's no chiyuv Shabbos at all. Mishum Shabbos, lekach lehotzio, right? If you picked up something in your house with the intention of moving it inside the house, and then while it was in your hand, and while you're moving, you change your mind and decided to take it out. You didn't stop, because if you stop, we'll see that it's a new akira. But you were, as you were moving to go to the other corner, you said, you know what, I think I'll take it outside and throw it out. So you changed your mind in the middle of the moving. So then you're not chayiv, because the akira wasn't almanaz to take it out. So that is what's it called? That's the question. Question is, it can't be talking about that case because you wouldn't be chayiv for Shabbos. And it says that you are chayiv for Shabbos, just that the chiyuv Shabbos comes after the what's it called, the chiyuv geneva. So Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll see how the Gemara answers that question and ends up showing how the case in what's it called of a gonev kis, what's it called, is not the same as the case of Rav Ovin. Why over here you don't say Akira Tzorech Hanocha, whereas in Rav Ovin's case you do say Akira Tzorech Hanocha.